we're going to try the only phone in so far, and I believe me, I've got about 500 stacked up. You'd be pleased to know. By the way, the chemist shop thing, of course, was on Jerry Seinfeld. He said that.
Right.
It must be universal.
Yeah.
He said that in one of the episodes, whereas the chemist has to be a foot higher than the rest of the shop. Everyone doesn't hear the rest of the episode, you just start staring at the ceiling. And I've never understood that, mate, why we look up when we think as well. And he also said something else which is spectacular, I think. He said, and again, this must be universal, you think it's just down your street or something, but that's the genius of the man, I suppose. He said, you know what the weakest substance in the world is, the most fragile, brittle thing in the world? I mean, there's lots of things you think, look, like the hinges on a CD are pretty brittle and that.
They're
useless. But he thinks he found what is the most useless substance in the world, and why in the very late part of the 20th century we can't do something about it. And it is, when you're a kid and you buy a mask around Guy Fawkes, the little bit of elastic they put in the back of it with the staple. It won't actually, it's one role in life, is that mask elastic is just to fit over your head, and it won't. It wouldn't fit over a teeniest person's head, a little miniature woman's head, it would not fit over. And it goes, poing, and off it goes. And then you try and fit it back under the staple, and then you have to tie the knot, and then it won't fit on anyone's head. But it's the most pale, it's not even knicker elastic, it's the most limp thing in the world.
I was going to say, on pharmacists or chemists, why is it? It takes forever. You know when you go in and you always have a little pot with about a dozen pills in it. Mm-hmm.
Some jollop.
Why do you have to wait an hour or come back?
And there's the old girl sitting there, and she's got the shopping bag, and she's in for the duration. She's a pro. She's a pro. She's got about three things coming, and she's a pro. There's one fellow who keeps bobbing in and out. You think, is he in the queue or is he waiting to be in the queue? And she's saying, maybe I can go up to Tesco's, I'm going to miss it.
Yeah.
And you try to do the eyebrow thing with him. Any chance? Just put the eyebrows as high up as I can. And look, I'm a reasonable person, just saying, any chance.
And 20 minutes.
And chemists could hurry up a bit. They could give it somebody. Okay, yeah, we've got the penicillin.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's this. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the chemist. He's in it, isn't he?
Stroll.
The silence is the thing. One minute. Here's the chemist.
Your hand over.
He's over here, then he goes. No, this is what he's done. All he's right. been waiting out a half minute, and then he goes. Thompson?
Not building his part.
And
also, why the chemists are the only ones that have the white coats with the belt at the back that pulls it.
Little belt at the back. The white coat itself is an affectation. Yeah, what are we dealing with back there? Boracium? I don't think so. The worst he's going to handle there is a paper funnel.
There you go.
And I envy the paper funnel. Where do you get those paper funnels? There you go. Do it up. Thompson. And the bag wrapped right around.
And stapled, of course.
Here's an idea. I know, we're all concerned about the mahogany and rainforest disappearing. Mm. Here's the thing. Why not make the pill bags not a foot longer than they need to be? Then you're going to have to wrap them all the way down to the top of the pill box. A little tiny, but little, no bag at all. It's only a bag.
We've
got pockets. But those bags are like, they're made for umbrellas. And they've got little pill bags.